This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7. I'm your host, Alex Healy. And after 5.5 years doing this show, sharing it with the other amazing presenters, Shay, Jeff, Riley, John, this is my final show. I have had an absolute ball here. This station is absolutely incredible. It's been like my home for 5.5 years, but I have got a very intense new job, which I'm so excited to start, but unfortunately I can no longer continue here. Who knows, I may come back in the future. If I'm available, then, you know, I'll pop in, maybe record a show every so, who knows what the future holds. That's the beauty of life, right? But now, thank you everyone for listening in and supporting the show. It really is so important to keep Breaking Waves going because it gives, I would say, minorities and neurodivergent people a voice. So I think that, I know I don't sound like I am neurodivergent. You can't hear my Tourette's through the mic, but anyway, when this started 5.5 years ago, the incredible producer, Rue Hesse, she brought me on, and she brought all the other great presenters on, as I said, Shay, Jeff, John, Riley. And so we have Ruth to thank for all of this. I know that she is watching down, or looking up, I'm kidding, watching down on me right now, and all the other presenters. So yeah, Breaking Waves is great, and we rely on they rely on the community. This is my last show. They rely on the community and will be going forward. So if you believe, and you know, neurodivergence, you know, having the same opportunities as everyone else, and neurodivergence, is that a word? I don't know, it sounds cool. I don't actually think that's the plural of neurodivergent, but anyway, if you want to keep this show going and you want to share your support, then you can head to the Eastside website. That is eastsidefm.org, and there's a donate button there at the top of the screen. And all donations over $2 are tax deductible, and anything that you give, whether it's $2.50 or nothing at all, and you're just listening, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for your support. Now let's get this show started. I recently saw the new F1 movie with Brad Pitt and Damson Idris. And I thought, for a film that had a $400 million budget, wow, I was impressed. I mean, it was a promotional piece for F1. And no shame in that. Getting more people into the sport, I think that's cool. But it wasn't 100% realistic. So there were parts that were so Hollywood. Like, it would appeal to viewers who aren't into F1 or who don't understand F1. But I love that they brought Toto Wolff and Lewis Hamilton in as creative directors. Toto Wolff is head of Mercedes AMG F1 team. You actually, you know, get a whole different point of view. So the visuals were unbelievable. I recommend the movie. I definitely recommend it. It was brilliant. I'm literally looking for where I can watch this movie in 4D. I'm definitely going to see it again at the IMAX. I feel like that would be so cool. Or in 3D. Anyway, one of my favorite songs from the movie is Tate McRae's Just Keep Watching. And we're going to play it now on Breaking Waves.
My wrist. Cause like this, she died with a track. Eyes on me, arching my back, just like this.
watching. Just keep watching.
McRae, that was Just Keep Watching on Breaking Waves. I thought I'd spill a little tea, as it's my last show on Eastside, spill a little tea on her boy, the Kid Laroi. Tate McRae and the Kid Laroi are literally the cutest couple. They are so gorgeous together. And we're obviously proud of our little local, what did he say it was from? Redfern. We're proud of our Redfern boy, the Kid Laroi, formerly known as Charlton Howard. And Charlton has a history that no one knows about, and it's nowhere on the internet. He actually comes from a lot of money, and there's no hate. No hate at all. I am so proud that he has made it to the big time. It's literally amazing. But I thought I would share a little story of how I know that and where the Kid Laroi, Charlton Howard, how he grew up, where he grew up. When I look up his childhood, it says, was marked by a move to Broken Hill with his mother, brother, and grandparents after his parents separated. It doesn't actually say anything about before the move. So the Kid Laroi went to Mossman Prep, which we found out from looking through my brother's yearbooks from when he was in elementary school. And Mossman Prep is a private boys primary school in Mossman. So before his parents separated, they lived in this incredible waterfront home in Mossman off Spit Road on Bay Street. And I only know this from my mum because she was one who took my brother to the Kid Laroi's Michael Jackson birthday party when they were still living on Bay Street. And I think it would have been his, how old are you in like year one, year two? Six, seven. Either way, the Kid Laroi, amazing talent, great kid. He got into music because his dad was a successful music producer. And there is no shame, no hate, no judging. We don't do that on this show. But I get why he doesn't own this, story or share this story, or like why this isn't anywhere, because he hasn't told it before. Because when you think about successful people, or like, I don't know, Lewis Hamilton, Justin Bieber, these people who came from literally nothing, they are the stories that we remember. They're the stories that we retell. So I understand why he's stuck with that narrative, being that he raced the first 6, 5, 6, 7 years of his life for public relations sake, and his story as an artist. I get that. And no judgment. Why he's erased the first, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years of his life, because it's not as good of a story being a nepo baby, a nepotism baby. And there's no shame, no shame at all. But I understand there are two completely different people in like Hollywood or famous people. There's the nepotism, there's the nepo babies, and then there's the, you know, people who came from nothing and worked their way up, which Kid Laroi has done a good job of portraying, and he's done a good job of hiding his first 6 years of his life. And there isn't shame in that. There isn't shame, but it does show that, you know, it does help to have to have contacts, and it does help to have a very wealthy father who is a music producer if you want to be a big time singer. But we'll let Charlton live in peace. TMZ, Daily Mail don't need to know, and they're not going to find out. In the spirit of the Kid Leroy, let's play one of his songs on his first album, which means there is explicit language. So heads up, this is Pinkachu on East Side.
Pull up in a yellow Lambo like Pikachu. My teacher said I wouldn't be shit, now look at you. I know you somewhere down bad, cause I just spent your whole check on a pair of some Jimmy Choo. I got nothing to prove, but a whole lot to lose. My mama used to sell drugs to pay for my school. My Uncle Dub got knocked, end up on the news. This all I know, I had to do this, I could pick and choose. I used to pray for some better days. 10 years later, I'm in LA whipping that Bottega. I'm paid up with entertainers, handy no chaser. And bad bitches by the cases, they entertainers. I know my ex bitch down bad, I'm regretting leaving me and watching every little thing I do. I know my old friends tell they new friends that I switched up and tell them stories that were never true. Shit ain't nothing new, nah, I'm living comfortable. How the fuck you ain't just 2 years ago, I was like you. Ninth grade dropped out of school, used to sleep on JD couches. Yeah, I bought my mama a house. Who would've knew that I would pull up in a yellow Lambo like Pikachu. My teacher said I wouldn't be shit, now look at you. I know you somewhere down bad, cause I just spent your whole check on a pair of some Jimmy Choo. I got nothing to prove, but a whole lot to lose. My mama used to sell drugs to pay for my school. My Uncle Dub got knocked, end up on the news. It's all I know, I had to do this, I could pick and choose.
I get to thinking shit is like,
never did you wrong, never told you nothing wrong, no. I always kept it 100 from the jump up. I always tried to keep it cool, but you were so cold. There's a lot more to the story that they don't know. There's a lot more to the story than the photo. There's a lot more to the story and we both know. But it's okay, I'll be good, no. Long as my money right.
Whether you're behind the wheel, wrapping up a long shift, or cooking dinner with the kids, running around, you know, this is your reminder to pause just for a moment. It's so easy to get caught in the blur. Work, deadlines, dinner, emails, the group chat you haven't replied to since Saturday night. I mean, life can feel like one long to-do list. But right now, you're here. You're breathing. You're listening. That's something. So take a deep breath with me. We're going to do a special breath. This, for me, with my anxiety, if I ever feel overwhelmed, this seems to do the trick. You're going to take a deep breath, and instead of letting it out, you're going to take a second breath and just suck as much air up as you can. Hold it and then let it out. So breathe. And then breathe again and let it out. If you do that like 3 times, it makes a huge difference. I'm not even kidding. Another thing is 7 deep breaths. And when you count them and lose count, it means you've calmed down or you're on your way to calming down. If you take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and you manage to count to 7, honey, you gotta do it again. There are lots of different techniques online for calming down, or you know, probably have your own, but I'm going to share something that helps bring me back to the present moment. Is at the end of the day, and I mean this in the nicest way, we're just floating on a giant rock in space. It's serious though, like we're literally just like made of water, and we're just have you ever just thought about that, the fact that we're for just like Earth is just, or just one big giant rock floating in space. Like, it's kind of calming. I mean, for me, when I think about it, because it puts a lot of things into perspective, especially this one. Okay. If you think about it, the past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. The only thing that really exists is the present. Just like that turtle in Kung Fu Panda said, if he's a turtle. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That is why it is called the present. I love putting this into perspective. Because you know what? Literally, the past doesn't exist. And if you're wondering, what the hell does she mean? If you think about it, the past, and when we think about the past, it's all memories. The only proof we have of the past is really memories, or memories in our mind, memories we've captured in like photos, videos, certificates. It's the past doesn't exist. It no longer exists. And the future is a mystery. The future doesn't exist. The future tomorrow does not exist yet. It's not here. It's not a thing. Present, however, right now in this moment, whether you're sitting in the car, whether you're stressed, you're crying, or you're happy, or you're running, right now, the present moment is all that we have. The present is a gift. We are so lucky to be here, and I thought that was a nice little thing to share on my final show. Albert Einstein also said something similar. A happy person is too satisfied. Let me redo that. A happy person is too satisfied with the present to dwell on the future. Oh, I love it. I love that one. And I think just remembering, bringing yourself back to the present when you're stressed, when you're overwhelmed about something in the future, I remember, hang on. Doesn't exist yet. It is not there. It is not, I can't grab it. I can't eat it. I can't, like, there's nothing you can do except thinking about it. So stop thinking about it, because it hasn't come yet. It doesn't exist yet. Stop worrying about that thing, that presentation that you have. It will come or it won't come. Who knows? It's in the future, which does not exist. Only the present exists. And I love this is how I get over a mistake. An embarrassing scenario is remembering, if it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. For me, I like my own version of the quote, and that's, if it doesn't matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 seconds on it. Or 5 minutes. Actually, you know what I used to do? I used to set a timer. I used to do this in high school. I don't know why I stopped. I'd set a 5-minute timer. If I said something in class that was embarrassing, or I did something silly, and for those 5 minutes, I freaked out, I stressed about it, like, you know, I did whatever. And then after 5 minutes, after the timer ran out, I'd have to force myself sometimes to just let it go. And in order to do that, I would literally take those thoughts. So I'd put my hands next to my head, next to my ears, whatever, and I'd imagine that I'm pulling the thoughts, like pulling the memory. I would imagine the memory, as I said, it doesn't exist anymore. It's gone, it's past, it's done. So why think about it? Why focus on it? It was upsetting, it was hurtful, it was damaging, it was whatever it was. You have to move on, otherwise we can never move forward in life. So I would take that memory, I'd picture it, I'd imagine it in my fingers, pulling it like I'm pulling my hair, pulling it out of my head, throwing it away. You choose to be free of self-doubt, self-sabotage. And every cell, remember, in your body is eavesdropping in your internal dialogue. I think it's time for a feel-good song. Even if you're not feeling happy right now, hopefully this song can change that. Here is Will Ferrell with Happy on A-Side.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Yeah.
This is my last show, as I've said a billion times, and I literally have like 3 minutes left. I'm gonna share some more tea. Drop shipping. If you've come across or you're considering doing one of those courses that says the following words: drop shipping, earn $10,000 in your first month selling online, work 1 hour a day. And last year, I joined one of these courses. It was very expensive and it was a waste of money because I ended up leaving. I was shocked at their business model. It's basically on selling from AliExpress. So I wanted to share how to spot a drop shipping store, or I just want you to know that the product you are buying is actually what's being advertised to you and not from a... to put it simple, a cheap factory in China. Because if you're paying $150 for something, that's actually being sold for $5 on AliExpress, which happens. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of drop shipping stores out there, and they are ripping people off. It's actually insane. A lot of it is about false advertising, and dropshippers advertise through social media or Google ads mostly. And if you see an ad on social media and you've seen that product elsewhere, that is, I would say, 90% of the time a drop shipping store. Google Lens is a great tool to use to know if your product is dropshipped product. If you go onto Google, there's this tool called Google Lens, and it's like on the search bar, it's a little like a camera. So take a screenshot of the product online that you're interested in buying but are maybe a bit sus of, and upload that screenshot to Google Lens. And Google, within 1 second, has scoured the entire internet and will show you all the online stores that sell that same product. Remember, Google Lens. And if you see AliExpress, then you know that that product is a drop-shipped product. I would not buy any electronics off AliExpress, and I want you to all be wary that the dropshipping course that I did, a lot of people sold baby's toys. It was actually recommended by the people who, I would say the coaches, I call themselves, who ran the e-commerce dropshipping program that everyone sells like electronics, like cool like lamps, fairy lights, whatever, baby's toys, because they were the most profitable. There are parents out there that are shopping online for their like little baby and they want to buy them gifts, and they think, oh, this says Australian made, this says organic, when it's actually from, like, it's false advertising and it's actually from China. It's from AliExpress, and it's $100, $50 less on AliExpress. I don't want to endorse shopping on AliExpress, but if I'm going to share this information on how to shop more consciously and safely, I may as well share how to purchase a product of AliExpress safely so you're not scammed. Important things to note: if you're going to purchase, make sure that you check how many have been sold. If it's less than 1,000, I don't recommend buying it. The one time I did, I never received the product. AliExpress were good though. They refunded me with like no questions asked. And another thing, reviews. Make sure you check the reviews. Okay, if there are lots of reviews, and they're positive, then
it is most likely legitimate. You've been listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7. I'm your host, Alex Healy, and I'm signing off for good. This station does great things for the community, gives lots of young people opportunities to work in radio, including myself. So after 5.5 years, I am signing off. A big thank you to the team and to the station manager, Tony. He has done so much for this station, and he has my endless support and gratitude, as well as the former producer of Breaking Waves, the beloved Ruth, who I know is looking down, hopefully happy with how the show has turned out after she started it 5.5 years ago. So thank you all for tuning in to Eastside 89.7. Have a lovely evening.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.